This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Just give us some cues when the music stops or whatever. All right. We are live. This is Scott Bennett, Jay on Game. He's been asked to guest host today by Catherine, our wonderful producer, and we're thankful to her for this invitation and this kind, gracious action. So we're very honored to be with you again. And we have a special guest, James Perloff. So we're going to be engaging in some of the deepest, thoughtful discussions this side of electricity. No doubt it is going to be a whirlwind of facts and knowledge and things that no one else dares talk about. So I'm always looking forward to conversations with Michael Jay and James Perloff. And I can't imagine a better place to do it than the Power Hour, because this is a great state that has continued to keep lift up torch of truth and fearlessness and a Christian morality that is unparalleled in the United States. So we always encourage people, if you can give, if you can support the channel, please do. If you can pray for the channel, pray for the producers and everyone that makes this happen, please do. Because we know that the prayers of the American people are answered by their Heavenly Father. We know our country is our country. It's not a plantation and we're slaves on it. We are stockholders in the United States of America. And that's sort of the image I had when Donald Trump was speaking a few minutes ago about these tariffs and things that are being finally done with regards to protecting American workers. I think every American appreciates that. Every American wants to put their culture ahead of cost, and they don't mind paying a little bit extra for a television if it keeps American families in the green. So there's a lot of exciting things that are coming out with Donald Trump and this administration. There's a lot of things that need corrected, too. There's a lot of deep state corruptions and operations. So we're going to talk about all that. But let's open up in prayer. Father in heaven, we pray that you bless this program, bless the Power Hour and the producers and the listeners, and let every word and thought that we have be from you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Michael Jay, I'm going to hand it over to you and get your thoughts on the opening salvo, and then we'll jump in and have the illustrious James Perloff wash us with his wisdom. Michael Jay.
Excellent. Thank you, Scott. It really is a blessing to have James on. We've had him on our own programs over at Revolution Radio, and the issue for our conversation with James is that he brings a spiritual dimension, a much-needed spiritual dimension, into this time where we're investing in the new narrative in America. That is, we are really concerned about things that we didn't really understand at the beginning, how much the narrative had been controlled by the Project Mockingbird, and the mainstream media was actually a great percentage of the problem in America. How many of us understood that we were, when we were listening to Walter Cronkite or other people in the past, I forget their names, but they were like our heroes, okay? And it wasn't until after the 80s and the 90s where we began to see that this was something relatively irrelevant, at least for me, because I had understood things prior to that as being an American. It was not too well defined, except we believed in apple pie, we believed in honoring God, we believed in doing our duty. But it was the 60s and 70s that also introduced another dynamic, a crazy dynamic with hippies and drugs, and we didn't understand that there was something going on below the surface. And James, I was really excited about how you brought these things into focus in this new article called Christianity and the Truth Movement. How much do they coincide? Because I found, it wasn't until later that I found out that the CIA were the ones introducing the lysergic acid diethylamide into the hippie culture. And you and I were part of that same thing back there, back east. And you hung out in Harvard, and I was hanging out in Washington Square in New York City. And James, welcome onto the program. Thank you for this. I want to thank you for this article because it brings things into focus with respect to why is Christianity and the Truth Movement seeming to be so much at odds. You know, and this is a very important subject for Scott and me and for others, because if you look at what's going on in the church, it seems like they're living in another world. James?
Right, and I'm glad you brought in the hippie component, because I was a hippie, and you mentioned you were kind of doing the same thing, but I think it should be acknowledged you were also fighting over and they're the point man with your unit in Vietnam.
I had been converted to Christ by that time, and I didn't want to run away because I had a sense that there was something wrong in running away. I really didn't understand, and I really don't like the cold, and you know, there was Canada, and my goodness, no, I wasn't going to do that. But you know, James, I when I look at your picture in this article, oh my goodness, I was triggered, brother. It brought back memories.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a picture when I was a hippie, but...
that's right, yeah.
Which I'm not now, of course.
I know, But
one of the points I wanted to make was that in our very limited hippie perspective, we did kind of understand that there were rich people that more or less ran America. And, you know, we call them the man, and we call it the establishment. And we really didn't understand it very well. We didn't know about the CFR. We didn't know about the Fed. We never heard of the Bilderbergers. We didn't know Zionism had a component in all of this, you know. So we were behind the curve, and we kind of looked at it through the Marxist lens of materialism, actually. You know, we thought, well, these rich guys who run America, they just want to get richer, and they're exploiting the poor and the working class. And there's a limited degree of truth to that. I mean, today we definitely see the widening gap between rich and poor, and we talk about the 1%, and that's very accurate. And it's very true that the people at the top use the perks of wealth to get bankers and newscasters and whoever else they use in their system to cooperate with their plan. You know, there's a human saying that money makes the world go round, and humanly speaking, that's true. But as hippies, we were missing not only those CFR, Bilderberger aspects of it, but what we totally missed was the fact that there was a spiritual Luciferian component. And what I mentioned in the article is, why would we? Because, you know, most of us were just atheists. We didn't believe in God.
Right.
And, yeah. I mean, and like I say, whoever heard of a God-fearing hippie, right? So, as the truther movement has advanced, and it does include some old hippie holdovers, it's become more clear that the New World Order, its hierarchical structure is not simply based on money. At the top, it's Luciferian, and there's a lot of evidences for that. I mean, all you have to do is look at Bohemian Grove and Pizzagate and spirit cooking. And I don't know how many people in our audience have listened to the interviews with Ronald Bernard. If they haven't, they should. He's a former high-ranking banker, a currency manipulator who was exposed to the highest levels of control. He said there's actually about 8,000 people who run the world. And he said when they took him to the Church of Satan, he just laughed. But when they asked him to participate in child ritual sacrifice, you watch his face during the interview, because he had a rough childhood. And you see it in the entertainment industry, where Madonna dresses up as Baphomet, and now they have a show on Fox called Lucifer, where Lucifer is now a good guy. He helps out the L.A. police. And the secret societies, you know, And I include Freemasonry in this. Now, not Blue Lodge Freemasons. I've known very good Blue Lodge Freemasons, but what they call the illuminated upper levels, there is definite evidence that it's Luciferian. They use these high-ranking Freemasons to carry out their work for them, because the Zionists know they can't do the job alone. In fact, I once encountered a Freemason, or a high-ranking Freemason, who told me that in a church in Washington, D.C., where he'd been hired, his company had been hired to do some work, he carved images of Satan into the eyes of the Virgin Mary. And this is, he wasn't telling me this as a journalist, this is just a normal business conversation. He was boasting, and he said, you know, now those stupid Catholics are going to be bowing before Satan when they're bowing before Mary. Skull and Bones, you know, they lie in a tomb as naked as part of their initiation service. Well, that ceremony is an invitation to demonic forces. And if you listen to people like Ted Gunderson, who used to he was the special agent in charge of the FBI's office in Los Angeles. He had over 700 FBI personnel under him. He said that these people are Satanists at the top, and he confirmed what William Guy Carr said. William Guy Carr, for people who don't know, wrote one of the best books back in the 1950s on the New World Order called Pawns in the Game. And he confirmed then, 60 years ago, that these people are Luciferian. He was a member of the Canadian Intelligence Service. So, yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, let me jump in there, James. Sure. It's fascinating. A lot of people are unfamiliar with the terminology. So when, you know, we hear Luciferian and all of these characteristic terms, it does warrant a little bit of an elaboration so that people kind of see in their mind's eye what exactly defines a person and their philosophy and their identity as a Luciferian versus, some of the other the words and the phraseology that's used, because words are everything, and it's very key, because some of the nicest prepped business suit attired people like Hillary and Bill Clinton, who appear good on the outside, are filthy, rotten, zombie-like just ghouls on the inside. And so we have to look at their behaviors and look at their activities and their secret activities and what they really believe. And most people don't know that. They don't know exactly what you've just said about the top echelons of the FBI being managed and run by these very horrible people. And that's something I will get more on after the break coming up, but the American church has been asleep and dead at the wheel to a lot of these concepts. There's never been a Bible study or a lecture or a presentation given by anybody in the church leadership in America to say, you know what, I'm a pastor of the Community Presbyterian Church in Danville, and I want James Perloff to give a talk on this. Everybody should show up and listen. That doesn't happen, and because it doesn't happen, America has fallen apart. We'll be back after the break and talk more with James Perloff. Stand by.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at usgoldcoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, thepowermall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded, with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open them. but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are continuing on with James Perloff on the Power Hour, and ask you, as we segue into your article, I wanted to ask about... let's see here... Okay, you hear me better now. The topics of your article, James, I'd like to explore your thoughts on what the heart of the article is and why you wrote it and what you think people need to walk away from it with. And as I see it, the American Christian Church, the American Christian value and ideals, they've abandoned their first love in America. And that first love is to do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with thy God, be ye holy as I am holy, love thy neighbor as thyself. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things, not cars, not homes, not boats, not wives, not children. It you're to love thy Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And as much as is within you, be at peace with all men. I think that needs to apply to foreign policy. And instead, the American church has abandoned its role as salt and light in America and the world. And because we've abandoned it in America, we've let the most rotten, corrupt laws and lawmakers occupy our positions of government, occupy our political leadership. And the church has walked away from any sense of moral authority and integrity, and in fact a divine command to be salt and light in the hallways of justice and the hallways of Congress and in the White House. We've surrendered that ground with this stupid, silly, castrated attitude of, well, we're just supposed to be as courteous as Jesus. We're just supposed to be swinging on a hammock, sipping lemonade, waiting for the rapture to come, and let the world be the world, and let's just, you know, pet them like kittens and say, poor little dear, you need Jesus. And it's turned this country into just a laughingstock. And I see it every day when I look at the church, and I see these men that are not men anymore. They are these plastic doll dress-up units that you see at the Nordstrom's Macy's department store wearing dresses, except they have mustaches and beards, but they're dominated and crushed by their wives, or they don't have any sense of what a man is, and because of that, it exasperates their wives, and it's absolutely sickening, and it's fascinating. Michael Jay called me, and he said, look, quick, Tucker Carlson, or Lionel, is talking about beta men, and Tucker Carlson was talking about this last night. We've been talking about it for a long time with you and others, and perhaps the world is kind of waking up to what we've been saying, these beta men and the destruction of manhood that has been facilitated by the church is what is at the heart of destroying America, and perhaps that's close to the heart of your article. So I'll hand it back to you, James Perloff.
Yes, all that you say about the church is true. The focus of my article was a little bit more narrow, which it was looking at the fact that there's a lot in common between true Christianity and the truth movement, and yet we don't see these acting very much as allies. And I think there's a little bit of fault on both sides, but perhaps primarily on the church's side as to why that is the case. But the point I was kind of leading up to, and I didn't mean to go off on a rant about how our culture has gotten Luciferian, but it certainly has. But the point being that as information on the internet accelerated, it started to become evident to people within the alternative media that we're not just dealing with a rich establishment, but we're dealing with people who actually are Luciferian or satanic, that they're motivated by more than money. They're actually creating a satanic culture. And so in my view, there should be an alliance between Christians and the truth movement, the alternative media. And one affirmation of that is the fact that the Luciferian New World Order, if I can call it that, persecutes both. The greatest persecutions in recent history have certainly been against Christians. If you look at the Bolshevik Revolution, I think that was the greatest genocide in history. The millions who died were Christians. And it was also true of the Ukrainian genocide, the Holodomor. Oops, we're on a break already? Okay.
Stay with us. James Perloff will continue right after the break.
Sure.
This is Scott Bennett and Michael G. on Shell Games on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
I guess we're back live. This is Michael J. Woodcock Bennett and James Perloff. James, before we go to the next section, I want to augment some of the things that you've said with respect to Luciferianism and bring in the information that connects Luciferian worship with the Vatican and its link to the Talmud and the Kabbalah, which most people might remember, or many people might remember, that material girl was heavy into the Kabbalah before she was totally invested in Luciferian worship. And we're dealing with people that have been involved in this through family line Satanism for hundreds and hundreds of years. Can you comment on that?
Well, your expertise on those family lines would be better than mine, Michael, so why don't you just take it away a little further on that?
Well, there's a lot of information out there about that. I wanted to say, though, that the family lines that we're seeing here in America, including the Bush's family line, are linked with other family lines in Europe, including the information that links George Herbert Walker Bush's wife to as the daughter of Aleister Crowley. I believe that's in evidence. And we're also looking at the fact that ITCCS.org, that is the International Tribunal of Crimes of Church and State out of Canada, has linked many of the royal houses, so-called royal houses of England and Europe, with this kind of horrific Luciferianism and pedophilia, child trafficking, hunting down young people that are drugged and naked, even as, you know, hunting them from horseback as part of their sport. And this has been revealed, and that the Church of England, the Church of Canada, and the Vatican have been heavily involved in pedophilia and child sacrifice for quite a while, and up to and including people in the Royal House of Britain. So what we're looking at is the kind of influence that these groups have over there, because they're intimately connected with the Rothschild banking system, which runs our Federal Reserve system, that this is something that they've been using in bringing people under their control, using something called brownstoning, bringing people in the government under control through these kinds of traps with pedophilia and things like that, and so that they've been controlling our government through very wicked devices. Now, before I turn it over to you, I also wanted to parallel what you said in bringing in the evidence that a group called the Tavistock Institute was very much invested in transforming America from God, Mother, Country, Love, and Apple Pie to sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And that was part of an aspect of the intel operation with MI6 and the CIA in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Can you comment on that, brother?
Well, sure. I think a great book that would help people to understand that is Dave McGowan's book called Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon, where he talks about the rock music scene of the 60s. And that was actually tied to military intelligence. Amazing, because you thought those guys were against it. But back then, you know, Dr. Timothy Leary admitted publicly that the CIA was behind every major element of the counterculture. Even Gloria Steinem admitted she was paid by the CIA. And they were trying to turn us from what I call a Leave It to Beaver society into a Woodstock society. It only took them about 6 years, from Leave It to Beaver in 63 to Woodstock in 69. That was a psyop, even though we in the hippie movement didn't know we were being manipulated at the time. You're absolutely right.
Excellent. Excellent, James. So as Scott was saying, where can we develop a nexus between the truth movement and Christianity today? Because you're not going to hear a lot of these topics discussed from the pulpit, brother.
We hear a lot of wrong things discussed from the pulpit. That's part of the problem. But before the break, I'd been talking about some of the common denominators that should be bringing us together, even though they aren't to a very large degree. I was talking about persecution. I was talking about the persecution of the Christians, the Armenian genocide, the Ukrainian genocide, the Russian genocide. And even in America, Christians are persecuted. It's not on that level, because they need America to still act as their, you know, their main engine for the regime change and the New World Order. But even here, we have Christian bakers who are fined and threatened with jail for refusing to bake a gay wedding cake. And Christmas trees are turned to holiday trees, and you've had the school prayer banned since 1963. When I was a kid, the late 50s, you know, we still read from the Bible in public school. Pretty amazing. So we still have persecution going on even here. But parallel to that, this is very important, is they're also persecuting the alt media, the same people, the Luciferian New World Order. Just look at what's happening on YouTube over the last 2 weeks. They say 1,000 channels have been shut down. Richie Allen is gone. I'm told that the Health Ranger, who had 350,000 subscribers, is gone.
Right, my dad.
National News. Right. Yeah. By the way, this is an audio. This is an audio broadcast, right?
Yeah, this is audio. Okay. I've been. Someone doesn't like me up there because I keep getting bumped off, and my computers keep shutting down. And I don't know if it's because of me or Michael J's singing voice, or perhaps the substance of the rocks that you're slinging, James. But someone doesn't like it. But of course, we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that every word that we speak is truth. And blessed is the Lord my God, my strength, which teacheth my hands to fight, my, what is it, my fingers to fight, my hands to war, kind of thing.
Amen.
So we're involved in a battle for the soul of this nation. And what you're talking about with the alternative media being shut down, we need to react with prayer, of course, and with a fighting spirit like David fighting Goliath. Knowing that every email that we send, every phone call that we send, every conversation that we engage in has the power of the Lord behind it. And we need to go into court and file lawsuits against Facebook, Twitter, YouTube for violating our constitutional rights. The Lord God gave us those constitutional rights. They were codified in the Constitution when it was a blessed country. And those rights are there to continue to be salt and light and speak the truth. And any institution, any private organization that tries to cover that up or stop that or prosecute us or hold us in some way prisoner to it, they need to be challenged and challenged ruthlessly, because the heart of the nation is at stake. If we allow the fires of our tongues to be quenched, this country will turn to ashes. And we already see it turning to ashes. It would have been completely destroyed under Hillary Clinton, but we see hope in America with the election of Donald Trump. He needs some guidance and help and prayer. He needs to be pushed in the right direction. He needs to be cleansed of these parasites and fleas that surround him, that are giving him bad advice, that are constantly pushing him in the direction of war, because that is not what Americans want, and what Americans want needs to be the direction of the executive branch. James?
Yes, well, people can certainly see that you're a former military special op with that fighting spirit. And you're right, the fighting spirit, what we need is, as a matter of fact, Richie from Boston, a YouTuber who had 150,000 subscribers, had his YouTube channel erased, but he got an attorney, 50,000 subscribers emailed YouTube, and he got it back up. So, yeah, this is a David Goliath battle. For people who don't know it, you are one of the persecuted yourself. You're a government whistleblower. I recently got your book. It's on my reading pile. I haven't gotten to it yet. Your book, Shell Game. Maybe you can tell people who don't know your background a little bit about what happened. I was blown away when you told me that you were so high up. You worked for Dov Zakheim, who made your figure in 9/11. But you were jailed for being a whistleblower. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. I mean, I the Lord takes us on our own journeys for his own good pleasure. And he did with me, of course, everything I did. I went to Washington in 1998 because I wanted to please the Lord. I wanted to get into a fight. He had given me gifts and strengths, and I said, Lord, send me. And he sent me to Washington. I didn't know anybody. I went with three suitcases and started climbing the mountain of Zion, if you will. And not associated with Zionism, of course, but I was a hard-charging conservative right-wing Republican, and I got my master's, I went and got my PhD, I worked at Heritage Foundation, I worked with the conservative organizations in Washington, Family Research Council, I joined the Bush administration, and I then was tapped to go into the military in Booz Allen Hamilton by Colonel Jeff Jones. And I'd worked in advertising, so psychological warfare was a natural fit. And going into Booz Allen Hamilton and then getting a direct commission, which doctors and lawyers get, I entered this world of counterterrorism. And I thought the world, the attacks of September 11, 2001 were real. I came out later to find they were false. And all sorts of exciting things happened after that. We'll be right back after the break. This is Scott Bennett and Michael J. on Shell Games with James Perloff. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Scott Bennett and Michael Jay sitting in on the Power Hour, and we thank our producers for putting this together for us. We're happy to be with you, and we're honored, of course, to have James Perloff. So we're going to continue our discussion. I want to finish what I was just briefly saying, you're prompting James to familiarize people that may not be aware with my story and who I am. I was a United States Army psychological warfare officer, State Department counterterrorism analyst that worked for Booz Allen Hamilton, and I was in the Bush administration as well, a conservative Christian, and I had a top secret SCI clearance, the same level as John Kiriakou and others
who have been persecuted whistleblowers who worked in the intelligence military sectors and came to, you know, after we took our oath, raised our right hand to defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, discovered that some of our own domestic operators were the enemies, like my boss, Dov Zakheim, and his son, Roger Zakheim, that frustrated my report on terrorist financing. And I was at U.S. Central Command and doing money tracking for all of the bad guys, getting money to terrorists. And I never discussed anything classified, of course, but I can say that everything that I discovered and reported and tried to correct was met with my arrest and imprisonment by the Obama administration for 2 years. But what they meant for evil, God meant for good, because like Joseph cast into the dungeon, I was cast into a federal prison camp in Pennsylvania by a miraculous detour, and I ran into a man who held 19,000 secret Swiss bank accounts that were being used in terrorist financing, money laundering, and other nefarious activities by the CIA, by Mossad, by black operations. And that man was Brad Birkenfeld, and he showed me and shared with me documents and stories and cases and bank accounts and an incredible saga of him from Switzerland that involved Edward Snowden, that involved the Hillary Clinton Foundation and the law firm Covington & Burling, which represents Michael Flynn, by the way. Michael Flynn didn't know that at the time. So we came into the discovery of the deep state in the most profound and miraculous way that only God can achieve. And that's what scares the hell out of all of these bad guys, is because they see and feel God's hand on his people's lives. And we have been called into battle. We've been called into the arena. And I'm honored always to have Michael Jay at my side, because I don't fear with him there. I don't have to look back. I know he's there, and I know the living God is on his side as well. So when we advance into these battles and we confront these politicians and these military people and the media people, they fall backward, like the centurions that came to arrest Christ, or actually the Pharisees that did. They all fall backwards. They all run. When we go into these counterfeit churches full of hermaphrodite, castrated, weak old men that talk about nothing but knitting circles and watching their football games, we shame them with the power of our testimony. And that's precisely what we need to do, because all of those we encounter that are afraid and that are fearful or that are cowardly or that have buried their talent in the sand, they will hear the words, "Depart from me, ye who do iniquity. I never knew you." I know I will hear the words, "Enter, you know, well done and good and faithful servant. Enter into the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world." I know I will hear it. I know Michael Jay will hear it. I know you will hear it, James. And those who have asked Christ into their heart will hear it. But be advised, when he comes into our heart, we not only become more human beings, more full expressions of God, we become targets. And we become attacked by our own family, the enemies of a man, or those of his own household. So be prepared. If you are in Christ, you are going to be burdened and attacked. But he also says, you know, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, for he careth for you. And if they hate you, they hated me first. So what we see with these alternative media what we see with YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, hating the conservative alternative media types, shutting down their shows like Jim Fetzer and Richie Allen and all these others, we should not be alarmed, because they hated God first. They hated Christ first. This is simply a manifestation of their hatred. But we have to meet that hatred with the legal firmness and the tenacity and the fearlessness that David met with Goliath. Who are you to mock at the armies of the living God? And cast our stones right into their forehead and use the sword of truth to decapitate them in a figurative sense. We've been given this country. We've been given this alternative media. The Christian conservative nation needs to rise up and clean ranks, put people into political office that are worthy of the calling, as well as people in the military that are worthy of the calling, and reform our country from within. James?
Well, Scott, I really feel that you should be the guest, not me. You're extremely well-spoken. You've got the background, and you've got the strong Christian faith that make you the ideal spokesperson. So I'm really grateful that you're there, and I'm But do want to recommend that people do get your book, Shell Games. I don't believe it's on Amazon. It's from Lulu Press, right? If you want to get it online.
Amazon took it down. So people have to go to shellgamewhistleblower.com and the link's there, or they can go to lulu.com and search Shell Game by Scott Bennett and it'll come up. But Amazon took it down, like they took down Jim Fetzer's. But you're right. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, they also suspended my book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, at least the Kindle edition, and the paperback, they put it up by more than $4 a copy to full cover price. It was right after I'd written that article on 9/11 that you guys discussed on Revolution Radio. Something in that struck a deep nerve for them. They maybe jumped through hoops, but I was able to get it back up. But
they did the same thing to Scott, too. They elevated the price of his book without his permission.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I tell people to go to lulu.com. Don't get it from Amazon, because they charge like $50 up there, and I couldn't get that changed. Go to lulu.com, lulu.com, and you get it for cost. And it's, you know, the Shell Game book was not written by me. It was written by God through me. And all it was a capturing of all the documents, all the stories, all the information that I got from Brad Birkenfeld, incorporated from the military, and reported it. And it intertwines this story that you couldn't make up. It's a miraculous demonstration of God's hand moving through this country from 2008 to present. And it is the jawbone of an ass that will slay 1,000 Philistines and 10 million Philistines for that matter, because no one can stand against the truth and the distillation of the synthesis of Brad Birkenfeld, Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, myself. Then you see the Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer and all of the things that Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity are just talking about now. And, you know, all these Fox News people we were talking about in 2012. We were trying to get it to Fox News in 2012 and were completely ignored by Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Greta Van Susteren and Chris Wallace and all of these people. So in one sense, they are all fools and should be ashamed of their cowardice or their incompetence. But we always give people to have a road from Damascus moment and come back to the light. But we are pushing this report, Shell Game, up to the highest levels, and it's what will liberate people. Much like your work in 9/11 and your call to the Christian church. We'll stand by after the break and be back for another hour with James Perloff and get more into his detailed work, 9/11 and his articles right after that. Stay with us. Okay.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.